Morning to you. Now it's 10:38. Now the Jobs Expo is coming to town. I want to go to Kevin Brannigan, who joins me, because he's bringing the Kevin, morning to you.
Hi Keith, good morning.
Good morning. You're a busy man, so you are, Kevin. Is this going to be the biggest Job Expo ever in Galway? Because there's a huge expectation and you're bringing a lot of people.
Well, it's shaping up to be very big, Keith. And, you know, we run Jobs Expo in Dublin and Cork every 6 months. It's our first time coming to Galway, but it's really shaping up so far. We have thousands of people registered to attend, and it is free to attend. But we also have more than 30 leading employers from a broad section of employment. So we're very excited about it.
And what dates is it taking place? Now, it's in the Radisson Blue Hotel in Galway.
It is. 11th of February, Saturday, and that is between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m.
11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Do people need to register, Kevin, in advance?
Well, we advise it. Now, it is free admission, but we advise, you know, just, I guess, for ease of getting in, reducing queuing. People can visit our website. That's jobsexpo.ie, and all of the information is there about the exhibition and who's attending and who the speakers are. But they can also click on the register for tickets button. And if they register in advance, it makes for a much more smooth entry system when they come in. But it is free attendance.
So who are you trying to target then from a Galway point of view on this? You said you've done Dublin and Cork before. Are you trying to target people who are trying to change careers, people who may be home on the 11th of February, who are based in Dublin and want to come to Galway? Who are you targeting?
Mixture of a few types. You know, for starters, it's people who are in existing careers and might like a change and who want to see what positions are available. You know, so something like this can help them make decisions about their future careers. It's also aimed at people who might be unemployed in the West and people from outside of Galway, because, you know, from being from the, you know, from the people who are exhibiting, there's a lot of multinationals, a lot of local companies. But, you know, what they're saying is that they have vacancies, and there's a large number of vacancies available for people who want to either live or work in the West, or who are working there already. So really it's for us to try to bring as many people as we can from Galway, but from outside Galway as well, to try to get as many potential candidates as possible for these exhibitors.
So can I ask you then again, give me an indication as to what type of jobs might be on offer? Just a rough indication.
Okay, well, look, we've a broad selection of companies. We've people from the IT sector. We've Irish companies, you know, such as PhoneWatch, who are looking for hundreds of workers. A lot of companies from what we call the STEM sector, that's kind of science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and medtech. You know, so there's a lot of people like that. We've multinationals coming in to exhibit, and there's also kind of local companies who are looking for people in the business and retail sector as well. So really, it is a broad cross-section of roles that are available, and the people exhibiting will be from a broad base of employment as well.
So what do they need to bring with them then, can I ask you, when they're heading?
Well, what we suggest is that they bring a collection of CVs, if they have a chance to print them out beforehand. And we also think, really, you know, people need to plan the event to try and get the most out of it. So if they have a look at the exhibitors list, and it's up there at the moment in jobsexpo.ie, although it will develop as time gets closer, we expect to have probably 40 to 45 exhibitors. And if people have an idea of what companies they'd like to speak to in advance, it saves time, because when you can get there, you know, it's busy, there's flashing lights, there's people coming from all sides, and you can kind of lose sight of what you want to achieve. So I guess our advice would be to spend 15 minutes before, having a look at the website, look at the exhibitors, look at the seminars, and make sure you have a rough idea of what you want to achieve from your attendance.
So jobsexpo.ie, and just follow the tab down to Galway, register for Galway, and then get your act together and be prim and proper and well-dressed between 11 o'clock and 4 on the 11th of February.
Yes, exactly. And just I would always say to people, Keith, is you know, it's very rare when you're applying for a job you actually get to meet somebody face-to-face, because what people, you know, the process normally goes, when you send your CV into a company for a job, there might be hundreds of applications. And what's kind of, unfortunately, what's happened in recent times is that employers get so many CVs that they haven't got time to reply to half them. So people often don't even get a response. So, I mean, when you're just sending the CV, all that you're getting in terms of your first impression is a piece of paper. Whereas if you attend one of these events, the people at these exhibition stands are going to be the decision makers. You've got HR managers, personnel managers, and it's your one chance to go up and have a chat with these guys, you know, put a face to the name and make a connection. And that, to me, is worth its weight in gold. So I'm always surprised that even more people don't come to these events, because it is really your one chance to try and make that human contact. And that's what makes a difference in this day and age.
All right. If they want to get further details, again, jobsexpo.ie is the address. Is there a telephone number somebody wants to know?
No. You can ring our office.
Give me the office number, 01.
Okay, it's Dublin number 5311280. 5311280. But really, we'd encourage people just to visit the website. And if I could also add, Keith, I hope we're not stuck for time there, but just we have a separate section of the exhibition which is called the Career Clinic. And in the Career Clinic, we have a team of up to 10 qualified career counsellors. So for people who aren't really sure what they want to do, I guess this is a different factor, that sometimes people might not know what they want to do. There might be lots of stuff that looks interesting, but they might not really know, they might need advice. So we've got free qualified career advice in our career clinic as well at the event. And that's always a busy thing, but if people attend, they can also sit down and have a kind of 5 to 10 minute one-on-one chat with a qualified counsellor, which can be very helpful as well. So there's lots for people to see at Jobs Expo Galway.
All right, Kevin, thanks to you for joining us. Kevin Brannigan, we will remind you of that a few times between now and then. Again, the website really is the best one to go to is jobsexpo.ie. And again, it's in the Radisson Blue Hotel, heart of Galway City, 11th of February, kicking off at 11 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the evening. And put that in your diary now.